Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Money Talk. I'm Neil Kreisel, and Diane Duva and I are your hosts every week right here on AM 1290, repeated at 11 and Saturdays at 6. We're brought to you by Cornerstone Home Lending, whose highly trained and experienced team takes great pride in helping people with home financing, offering competitive rates and a wide array of loan programs. Arnaldi's Cafe, one of Santa Barbara's oldest and most intimate restaurants since 1937, located on the corner of Olive and Cota Street in downtown Santa Barbara. And Arlington Financial Advisors, a leading wealth management firm in Santa Barbara, providing its clients with the personal care and attention of a small independent firm, coupled with the vast resources of a major financial institution.
Hi, Neil. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
I was doing well until you brought up the fact that last week we lost at our bocce ball final championship game.
I purposely did not bring that up. But maybe when I mentioned Arnaldi's, it brought up that memory because that's the venue.
It is the venue of the bocce ball tournament.
But the Dodgers won.
So the Dodgers won, though. That was happy.
So the Santa Barbara should be half happy. The Dodgers won, but your team lost in bocce ball.
Exactly. So we have in studio with us today Oliver Dixon and Ceci Natem from Mariposa at Elwood Shores. But before we get to them, let's look at some articles, Neil.
So one of the people that Trump is considering to be the head of the Fed is John Taylor, who is a Stanford University professor. And among his achievements is what's called the Taylor Rule. And what the Taylor Rule is a way to mechanically forecast what the Fed will do regarding setting interest rates. And it's been Taylor's view that a formula would be better than a group of people determining each month what interest rate should be, because it would give clarity to investors and it would take away some of the differences of views people would naturally have. The problem is that the article then goes on to say how in the last 10 years, almost every time there was a moment where interest rates were changed, the Taylor Rule would have done something different. And so what we would have ended up with is a slower reduction in the Fed fund rate after 2007. And in the case of Europe, when that happened, we had a slower recovery in Europe than we had in America. And today we would have raised interest rates higher than interest rates have been raised today. And that was probably unnecessary given the fact that inflation has been so slow. So again, one of the people seriously being considered is someone that would take away the
finesse of the Fed. And you know, part of it, the appeal of this is as we move into a society where we believe computers, you know, you see it even in on the investment side where you have these ETFs or a robo algorithm investing, it sounds attractive. But no matter what we do, you can't replace the thinking human with making these decisions that have so many ramifications for not only our country, but the whole world.
Yeah, it's true. I found that out last week when my wife went away for 4 days. I spent the week with my computer, and it wasn't that much fun.
No, I have to say, Neil, next time your wife goes out of town, you need to let me know. I didn't know that you went into hibernation. I was, like, worried about you on Saturday when I texted you.
So the next article is sort of a bounce off of this one, and it takes a different view of the Fed chairmanship, which has been led by Janet Yellen since 2014.
Well, I think it's important to point out also that her term is officially up in February next year.
And Trump has promised to make a decision by the end of this month. And one of the things that people sometimes forget is that besides affecting business and affecting lending and borrowing, one of the very immediate effects of what the Fed does is the stock market. And I guess people who are not on Wall Street don't know this idiom, which is called the Fed put. And the Fed put, an option that permits somebody to benefit from a decision that causes your stocks to go down by permitting you to sell it to somebody at the price before it went down. The Fed put is an expectation that if the market crashes, the Fed will do something to help the stock market. And by that, they mean to lower interest rates. And so if you are looking at the Fed simply as a way of gauging what your bond yield would be, you need to consider that the Fed's decisions have a direct impact on what the stock market does.
Well, an interesting statistic is as rates currently the 10-year is about 2.3. As rates are below 5% but rising, it's historically been associated with a rising stock market. Once we get over that 5% interest rate, it starts to have negative ramifications for the stock market because it's more expensive for companies to borrow. And so currently we're in this kind of sweet spot, if you will, where the Fed is continuing to raise interest rates. We're below that 5% threshold. And so it has historically meant good things for the stock market, and this market thus far has been no exception.
And that's absolutely right. And another reason why the stock market does well when interest rates are below 5% is because the stock market over the last 100 years has risen about 7.5%. So as you get over 5%, it makes the stock market becomes less attractive because there's much more risk with the stock market than with bonds. So as you get closer to that 7.5% historical return, bonds become more and more attractive, which leads me to the next article, which is if I put all these articles in different silos,
buckets,
if you will, this would be under the crazy section, and that is
the crazy compartment.
Yes, and this is another indication that there is some heating up of the economy, because what we see now is a resurgence in the financing market that is behind house flipping. You know, we think of house flipping, we think of our neighbor who or a friend that bought a house on foreclosure and then fixes it up and 6 months later makes some money. There's a big business today in financing house flippers. And
which is always a red flag.
Which is always a red flag. And what's happened now is you've got people creating these businesses, including Goldman Sachs, where they believe there's very little risk. So they'll lend people money at 12, 13% interest rate when the loan to value on the house is 55% versus 75 or 80% for a conventional mortgage. And the idea is, even though it's only an 11-month term, you can make money. And the problem with that is, first of all, at 12% interest, you really put the squeeze on the flipper. And number two is, what if the flipper can't sell it in 11 months? And that doesn't seem to be a problem today because the market's been going up since 2007. The problem is the financing end of this market has grown dramatically. And if the housing market stopped going up so quickly, it doesn't even have to go down, just has to stop going up, then flippers may be caught with these mortgages that can't be paid off.
Well, it goes back to, if it sounds too good to be true, it normally is. You're taking on an enormous amount of risk, a lot like the disaster bonds that we spoke about a few shows back. When you're given an interest rate that's far exceeds what the going rate is, you need to ask yourself, am I comfortable with the risk that that investment is taking? And if you are, great, then it's fine for you. But if you aren't comfortable with the risk, then you shouldn't go ahead and do it.
And that leads us right to the next article, which is reminiscent of what happened in 2005, 2006, when collateralized debt obligations became toxic. Now we have a thing called CLOs, collateralized loan obligations, which are essentially securitized loans. In this case, rather than mortgages, collateralized loans could be everything from a car loan to a business loan, which are higher risk but pay a higher interest rate. And there's been a tremendous boom in the amount of money flowing into this area, and the borrowers are leveraged buyout companies. So what you have here is companies going in, buying companies that could be in trouble, trying to find a way of fixing them, borrowing money at very high interest rates relative to today's interest rates, and trying to clean these companies up. And, you know, the article says that yet there is to be a systemic risk for this system, but this is exactly what happened in 2005 with collateralized loan obligations, when people began slicing and dicing, which is exactly what they do here. You buy a tranche in a particular set of loan documents, so you may buy the highest quality of a particular loan and get a lower interest rates, and the inverse is true.
Well, and I think what's important here is that they've basically changed the name. They've loosened the terms, so now it's just not home mortgages, and they're packaging it up again as being and selling it as different tranches rated differently, when in fact all of it is junk and none of it should be rated at the level of investor-based loan.
Someone once said that nothing new has ever been written in philosophy since Socrates and Plato. And I think that nothing new has been written about the stock markets since certainly 2007, with all of these collateralized loan obligations that helped cause the world to almost come to an end. You're listening to Money Talk on AM 1290 KZSB, and we'll be right back.
For prospective homebuyers, one of the most important steps of the loan process is getting clear and honest information from someone who will speak plainly and truthfully about loan programs and options.
I'm Kelly Marsh, Vice President, California, of Cornerstone Home Lending, where our highly skilled and experienced team takes great pride in helping clients obtain home financing with honest, knowledgeable, fast, friendly, and efficient service. As a Santa Barbara native who has spent the past 20 years in the mortgage industry and has closed over 4,000 loans, I'd appreciate the opportunity to earn your business and invite you to visit thekellymarshteam.com or call my office at 805-563-1100 to learn more about how Cornerstone Home Lending can help you determine the best way to manage mortgage debt to achieve a more stable financial future.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. California Residential Mortgage Lending Act license number 41DB072220. California Financial Lending Law license number 60DB072528. Loan originator NMLS number 245822. Not a commitment to loan. Equal housing opportunity.
Supervisor Steve Lavanino talks about the Santa Barbara County Veteran Stand Down coming up Saturday, October 21st. The Santa Barbara County Veteran Stand Down at the Santa Maria Fair Park, Saturday, October 21st.
Stand down means it's time for a little rest and relaxation. Basically, what it is you're trying to provide services, a safe place for veterans to come and congregate together and provide them a one-stop shop where they can come and get all their basic needs met. This is geared towards homeless veterans and veterans that are in need, but it's open to all veterans. And we're trying to let folks know it doesn't matter if you were honorably discharged or dishonorably discharged, or you were in combat or you weren't in combat. If you took that oath of office and you served and put on a uniform, defended this country, we're here to try to take care of you. As far as any funding goes, it's all privately funded. And if anybody wants to learn more about it, it's sbcountystanddown.com. Call 550-2260. sbcountystanddown.com. 550-2260.
Welcome back to Money Talk, brought to you by Cornerstone Home Lending. Since 1988, a mortgage banker and direct lender that believes in providing in-depth loan consulting to its customers in a personalized and honest manner. And we can be reached at 564-1290.
Or you could email us at moneytalk1290@gmail.com. And we're in studio today with Oliver Dixon, owner and developer and of Mariposa at Elwood Shores, and the executive director of Mariposa at Elwood Shores, Ceci Tem. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Diana and Neil, thanks for having us.
Well, so let's talk a little bit about what Mariposa at Elwood Shores is. Ceci, what do you want to describe what?
Well, Mariposa is it's a different way of providing the care to those who need assistance in care, or residents who are somewhere right now needing some medication reminders. We focus more on Alzheimer's care, and the team that we have at Mariposa is extremely qualified, competent in swimming, quote unquote, that water. When you have Alzheimer's, you look at the world differently. And today is the present, and the team tried to swim that water with those residents we have. And so Mariposa does a fantastic job at making sure that we cater to those residents the way they need it to be.
That's great. So as with the aging population of America, it's becoming more and more necessary to have some retirement assistance. As, you know, Oliver, I think before the show you had mentioned, you know, in today's day and age, everyone works. You know, the kids go to care. Who's going to stay home with aging parents? Share with us the reasoning or the thought behind Mariposa Oliver, because I think it's a very unique and powerful story.
Well, thank you, Diane. But yeah, my mom lived to be 92 years old, and I cared for her about the last 15 years. And going down that senior living path, I discovered that there's a huge need for senior care all over, but particularly here in Santa Barbara, Goleta. My family happened to have a piece of property out in Goleta that was available, and I went ahead and began the process of developing Mariposa at Elwood Shores.
And what year was that? Did you start down this path?
It was 10 years ago, or maybe a little bit more.
And so you really felt the need at being a primary caretaker yourself. And what were the steps that you put in place to get this idea off the ground?
A little bit new water for me. I hadn't done much of this sort of thing. So I got some good help. The planners, as I mentioned earlier, I got Bendy White to help me get started with the process. And then we just worked our way through the entitlement process in Goleta. The property that we owned out there, as I said earlier, really lends itself to this kind of housing. We're right next to the Elwood School out there, which is a generational kind of a thing that exists, which is appealing. And we are in the northern area of Goleta, where there
really aren't any facilities that far out.
Exactly. So
there was a story on, I don't know whether it was 60 Minutes or some show about a month ago, that had a senior citizen home in Boston, or near Boston, I don't know if you saw it, next on the same property as an elementary school. And they found that it was beneficial both to the kids and to the citizens of the residents of the home, because they were re-energized. They would take care of the kids. They had freedom to go on the campus whenever they wanted to, and it was, you know, the young and the old sort of really were energizing each other.
Absolutely, and both benefit as you suggest. Yeah, it's a good deal.
Yeah, there's even a program up in Santa Maria actually called GenSpan, where they bring a senior citizen together, and almost like a big brother, big sister program a bit. And the positives are just
so innumerable. It's sort of like when they put us together on the radio show.
Exactly.
I mean, and that's the goal of Mariposa. We are actually working with the Elwood School next door. You know, Halloween is just around the corner. They can just take a short walk, come in the community. We have a wonderful Halloween program with those kids coming in. Hopefully not too scary for our resident, but coming in costumes and do some presentation, drumming, music, dancing. And we are looking forward to Halloween Day at Mariposa.
How many residents do you have?
As of today, we have about 20. We just about opened 6 weeks ago. Officially hosting our very first resident. As every day goes by, there's always someone coming in through the door and looking at our facility and saying, wow, this is what I want my dad or my mom to be.
What do you mean 6 months, 6 weeks ago? I thought this was 10 years old.
10 years old in the process in getting license for the building, the construction, and then getting licensed by the Department of Social Services, that is another deal. So we finally got that license, and the very first resident started coming in that community on September 10th.
And I thought in Santa Barbara everything took place very quickly when it came to
that. I was going to say, Mr. Real Estate Developer from Manhattan.
Well, it only took 10 years, so that's pretty good. And you mentioned Alzheimer's. Is Alzheimer's the predominant affliction, or is it, you mentioned it as just an example, or is that sort of the specialty?
This is a specialty of Mariposa, and the reason is I am an avid advocate for anybody who has Alzheimer. I feel that those folks, whoever is going through that disease, need that special care. Every day should be considered a special day, and that's what we try to do at Mariposa. We put lipstick on. We put their best clothes on them. We do activities all day long, and we consider every day the very first and last day for them. So we treat them that way every day.
I think next weekend is Alzheimer's Awareness Weekend.
Correct, on Saturday, and we are part of that. Mariposa is going to be part of the walk in Santa Barbara.
And so, but that said, Mariposa isn't, it's not solely a memory care facility. It also has independent living and assisted living as well, correct?
Correct. So, Mariposa, you'll find a beautiful ranch-style-like community with 20 apartments. We call them apartments because they are literally like apartments in our Alzheimer's Memory Support Area. 64 of them are either assisted living or independent living. In fact, we have some residents who are so independent that they go out, they go dance out, they come home at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, and they're still driving. So you don't necessarily need to be in an assisted need to be in Mariposa. And so we cater to anybody in that sense.
And is this in any way funded by Medicaid, and therefore there's some issue as the Trump administration starts to make changes? Is that something that concerns you, or is this not a Medicaid-oriented institution?
So Mariposa is actually managed by Westmont Living, and Westmont Living in Mariposa is not a Medicaid or Medicare community. But we have some other communities in Oregon who are qualified to go that way. So Mariposa specifically, it's only a private pay. Social Security income is not qualified for that. So it's completely private pay.
So how do the residents finance their stay here? They have to pay for themselves?
They pay for themselves. Basically, if you are qualified for Social Security income, what we call the SSI, either your power of attorney will collect that money and pay us privately. So we are not qualified to get that money directly from SSI. So everything is private.
So how is the model? Because I know that there are varying models in the retirement community space, whether there's an upfront fee and then a monthly cost, or how is Mariposa structured?
The Mariposa is actually no different from other RCFE in Santa Barbara or in the country. So we have a deposit of $1,500. And that $1,500 let our nurses go to your loved one and assess them with the care they're going to need in the community. So that is that deposit. Every assisted living go through that process. Then you have the level of care. We have studios ranging.
So that's before you even get in.
Before you get in.
A nurse comes out to your loved one and assess what level of care you're going to need
exactly,
at Mariposa.
Exactly. And so then after that process, you choose your apartment. We have studios, we have one bedrooms, and we have studios with shared bath. And ranging from $5,200 for the studio to $6,500 for the one bedroom. And it's just an amazing setting. You choose what you want, how you want it to be, how do you want that room to be set up for you. You want it to be like home where you're coming from. We are able to accommodate those needs.
And that rent includes medical care?
So the rent actually includes everything from your meals, your snacks, your transportation from and to the doctor every Tuesday and Thursday. All your maintenance, all your utilities, gas, anything that's broken in your apartment, we cover that. The care is a different setup. And so the nurse will go ahead and assess you and actually evaluate how much care do you need on a daily basis.
And that's very similar to other facilities such as
Correct.
Yours.
Correct.
You're listening to Money Talk on the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. We'll be right back.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
People's Self-Help Housing is a national award-winning nonprofit organization celebrating 35 years of experience in creating affordable housing and self-sufficiency programs for lower-income families, seniors, and those with special needs. People's Self-Help Housing has helped to create over 1,000 self-help ownership homes and over 1,200 affordable rentals. 400 children annually are served through their K-12 education enhancement programs. People's Self-Help Housing is committed to expanding its core vision of providing housing for low-income families, seniors, and the physically challenged. The organization also provides complimentary social services designed to assist each resident. People's Self-Help Housing believes that affordable, safe, and quality housing leads to healthy communities, which benefit us all. You can help in these efforts to create more housing and related social services by calling 962-5152. That's 962-5152.
Welcome back to Money Talk, brought to you by Arlington Financial Advisors, a leading wealth management firm founded on providing thoughtful, objective, and comprehensive financial guidance for families and entities who are seeking long-term financial confidence. And we can be reached at 564-1290.
And if you're just joining us, we have in studio Sese Tem and Oliver Dixon of Mariposa at Elwood Shores, a new independent living and assisted living and memory care facility here in Goleta. And I believe we have a caller. Hi, caller. Thanks for calling.
Hi, my name is Natalie, and my parents are 90 and 87 and live in Sherman Oaks in their own home. And gosh, it would be so much easier for me to have them live up here closer. And I wanted to find out if I put them up, do you have units available for at Mariposa?
Yes. What's your name? I'm sorry.
Natalie.
Hello. How are you? Good Monday to you. Yes, we do have availability at this point. We just opened about 6 weeks ago. And we, every day, we are actually hosting new residents. So please come see us, 190 Viajero, V-I-A-J-E-R-O, Drive in Goleta.
Now, do you often have, do you have tours going on continuously? Is there like every Tuesday at noon a tour?
Every day is a tour day for us.
Okay.
And so we will cater to your time, we'll cater to your needs as well. Probably answer some of your questions via phone or even email while you show up personally and to see the community and choose a room for your loved one.
So would, if someone's out there like Natalie, just send it, go on the website, send an email and show up? Is that basically how it goes?
Definitely. We can do that. And also, Natalie, if you have a pen or I can just spell this out to you, our phone number is 805-845-4921, and someone will be ready to walk you through the process.
Perfect. Does that answer your question, Natalie?
She's gone.
Oh, she's gone. Well, thanks for calling in, Natalie. So, you know, given the amount of the limited availability of assisted living facilities, I'm actually surprised you have room at all because there are waiting lists. So, how have you been marketing to get the information out and into the community?
So again, for any new you know, community, we had a wonderful grand opening on October 5th where there was a band playing. I mean, just so it was amazing, and just to get the word out. So we are getting involved also with the Elwood School, where we are sponsoring some of the activities with the kids there. Santa Barbara News Press, The Independent, hosting different kind of events on a weekly basis, just to invite all the referral partners, all the other assisted living who have a waiting list to come and see the product we are offering, is something we're doing on a weekly basis or even on a daily basis, and just giving folks a call, answering their questions, invite them for events. That's what we're doing every day. So it's a continuous work that we are actually performing on a daily basis.
You know, just come by and have lunch and meet us. We're open every day, and
correct.
Good food as well.
How many units do you have?
We have 84, and so 20 in our Alzheimer units, memory care program units, and then the rest, 64, is divided between assisted living and independent living.
But some of them have more than one person, so how many residents in total can you have?
We can have 104. We are licensed for 104 because we have couples who are moving in as well, and they can share one bedroom or two different studios with one bath. And so the state was nice enough to license us for 104, taking
and,
those into
could
consideration.
Could you explain, you mentioned before you have a relationship with Westmont. Can you explain that relationship?
So Westmont, not to confuse that with Westmont College, Westmont Living is a management company, and that is actually overseeing the management, the operation, the day-to-day operation of Mariposa. And I will let Mr. Oliver here talk a little bit about Westmont and how he's working with them to make Mariposa the great place to be.
Westmont is not only a management company, but in the case of Mariposa, they're my partners, and they own part of the facility. I found them about 3 years ago, and they helped me get over the finish line with the city of Goleta and the county of Santa Barbara, and everything's just came together with those guys. They're excellent. They have facilities in California and the state of Oregon. They're just they're the best at what they do. So I'm happy to have them.
And so what was the process of getting them involved? Because you, as the developer of the property, you were more involved in the nuts and bolts of the building and the permitting and
right.
that type of thing. And they and their piece is the overseeing and the licensuring of the facility and employees?
That's correct. I was kind of the developer, so to speak. As we got closer to the licensing aspect of it with the state of California, that's when Westmont stepped in. They're eminently qualified to do all of that sort of thing, and I was fortunate enough to talk them into being my partner as well.
Perfect. And so, you know, that's how many new jobs would you say Mariposa created here in our community? Because that's an important part of our economic development and in Santa Barbara County.
Definitely. With a full community, with a full Mariposa community, I think we'll reach to the 100 job creation in terms
Did
of...
Did you say 300 jobs?
Actually, about 100.
Oh, 100 jobs. Okay. 100. I was going to say, wow, that's a lot of people for
Well, you know, here's the great thing about Mr. Dixon sitting next to me in Westmont Living. We believe in actually making sure that the ratio for caregivers to resident is a great ratio. We want to do better than anybody else in town. Mm-hmm. And so with one caregiver for three resident, that's a wonderful ratio that we want to beat. And so that's the road forward. So I would say about 100 jobs or even more actually in the near future.
And so based upon a lot of my clients who are in facilities, you know, retirement communities such as yours, food is a big deal.
Oh,
so let's
yes.
talk a little about your food in case anyone's listening, because people have chosen and crossed off their list based upon one dinner.
I'll talk a little bit about that. Food's important to all of us, of course. And certainly as you get older, your nutrition and your diet becomes even more important. We are fortunate enough to have Chef Andy at Mariposa at Elwood Shores, and Chef Andy has a terrific resume. He spent, among other things, he spent 12 years with the Food Network,
Oh, wow.
I think we're all familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
So he is eminently qualified, and he's a terrific cook, and he's bringing wonderful food to Mariposa at Elwood Shores. It's all table to farm to table, and we take that seriously. We want to have the best food in town, so to speak, and so far, so good.
And for dinner, is there a dress code, or can people come as they are?
There's no dress code. I mean, it's you come and have dinner anytime you want in the outfit you want to be in. And so we don't have a dress code. Speaking of Chef Andy, all the move-ins, all the residents we have today have chosen Mariposa for three reasons. Number one, the food. Food brings people together. It's just how it is. And when you look at other places and the quality of the food and what we're doing at Mariposa, it's way different. You got to see it with your own eye. Number two, the team. The team is amazing. You know, from experienced nurses, both our nurses have 25 years in, in nursing experience and know what they are doing. And the third is the home welcoming feel. When you walk through that door, it feels at home. We are at home. And that's how we want to treat everyone. Come on in. What do you need? How can we say yes to you? Because Team Mariposa, it's all about the yes. We don't say no. We will say yes and find a way to make it happen.
You're listening to Money Talk on AM 1290 KZSB, and we'll be right back.
It's a fact. Successful wealth management is built on strategies that focus on the big picture, take a long-term view, and establish deep and valued relationships. Hello, I'm Diane Duva, founding partner at Arlington Financial Advisors, Santa Barbara's trusted family guide, empowering you to make more informed and confident decisions. At Arlington Financial Advisors, we bring order and balance to your financial life by monitoring and managing risk so you can focus on your work, family, and enjoying the moment. We are a fully independent firm offering strategic financial planning, estate and tax planning, and private money management. Our plans and portfolios are handcrafted using a rigorous and disciplined approach, supported by a consistent yet highly personalized client experience. Our clients look to Arlington Financial Advisors as a home away from home, a comfortable place to protect what they've accomplished while they prepare for what comes next. Please visit arlingtonfinancialadvisors.com or call me, Diane Duva, at 805-699-7300.
This is Mario Andretti. You know me as a race car driver, but I'm also a Meals on Wheels volunteer. I've raced against the sport's biggest personalities, but I've never met more vibrant, amazing people than the seniors served by Meals on Wheels. As a volunteer, you deliver a hot, nutritious meal and a friendly hello to someone just like your mother, grandfather, or next-door neighbor. These seniors are inspiring people with incredible stories to share, and they love to see you. The smiles you get back are priceless. Delivering with Meals on Wheels is easy, and you don't have to drive like me for it to be quick. You can volunteer your lunch break once a week or just once a month. With 1 in 6 seniors facing hunger and many more living in isolation, your lunch break can make a real difference. So, America, let's do lunch. Volunteer your lunch break at americaletsdolunch.org.
This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Money Talk, brought to you by Arnaldi's Cafe, one of Santa Barbara's oldest and most intimate restaurants since 1937, located on the corner of Olive and Cota Street in downtown Santa Barbara.
And we have in studio with us Oliver Dixon and Ceci Tem from Mariposa at Elwood Shores, and a new independent living, assisted living, and memory care facility here in Goleta. And so, you know, what would you say makes Mariposa different than the others? And I've got to imagine, Oliver, a lot of it comes from the inspiration from your mom. But could you share with us a little bit about that today?
Well, we're a family operation. We own and operate businesses. We don't flip them. We don't sell them. We're in for the long term. And we take the family aspect very seriously. And Ceci was mentioning some of that earlier, that the team is so very, very important. And we just can't emphasize that enough.
And so now, is there any significance in the name Mariposa? Where did you come up with it?
Actually, it came from dinner with my family one night. Right across the street from the from Mariposa is the Butterfly Sanctuary in Goleta. And so hence Mariposa means butterfly, and there you are.
And so this really was born out of your experience with your mom. And now, are there any, do you feel your mom's presence in the facility, and did you name anything after her? Or
we did. Yeah, we did. My the salon, a beauty shop, if I may, is named after my mom. Her name is Leoma, pretty name, and so it's called Salon Leoma. It's also one of the most popular places in the facility, as you can well imagine, with probably 75 or so ladies that will be living there.
Yep.
The beauty salon is very important.
There's a higher percentage of women than men usually, and that's unfortunate for us.
Sadly, Neil.
I was going to say, that sounds pretty good for me.
Now, this model is sort of different from some of the other places in town. For example, in Montecito, there's a place that basically is run like a reverse insurance policy, where you go in, and as long as you're there, they'll pay for your health care. In a way, you're given the opportunity not to worry about anything financially. In your case, you need to have your own insurance, or I guess in everyone's case, Medicare would take care of.
Correct. That's the way to go. You need to have your own insurance. This Medicaid will cover some of your care needs if it comes to that point.
And there's no reason you don't need a capital investment either. Like in Casa Dorinda, you have to buy your apartment. Here, you just rent your apartment. Is that correct?
You just rent your apartment. Correct.
Okay.
And I think another major difference here is in a model like Casa Dorinda, there is a huge upfront. And you can call it buying your apartment, but as far as I understand, you don't get anything back once you pass on.
Yes, that's how I understand it, too.
We think that's a hardship on the family, and that's not the way we do it.
Okay, now, speaking of hardships, also, Casa Dorinda does not allow pets. Do you allow pets?
Oh, we have, yeah. As of today, we have two beautiful cats and one dog in our community.
You just won Neil over. Dogs are allowed.
I actually asked for another reason. That is, I used to walk my dog on Casa Dorinda's property, and a lot of the residents would run over to me because they wanted to pet the dog because they didn't have the ability to have their own dog. And I never could quite understand that. Why, when you're in that stage of life, and particularly my dog was a volunteer in the Alzheimer's group in Casa Dorinda, where he went in to see the patients, and it was really amazing the reaction when the dogs walked into the Alzheimer's clinic. The people almost came alive. And so I never could understand why a facility like yours would not accept pets.
Ms. Duva just asked earlier, what makes Mariposa different? And that's one way that we make things different. We allow the resident to do what they would like to do, as long as there's respect to other residents around. And, you know, we take into consideration, allergies, you know, how can we make it happen? Again, we are a yes community. We are not a no community. And speaking a little bit also about how Mariposa is different, my background is in hospitality, having worked with the Four Seasons and Ritz-Carlton for 15 years and been part of some of those beautiful hotels in Naples, Florida, and Boston Common, and just to bring that knowledge and that service-oriented tools to Mariposa, and that's what we're looking for. And that's what Mariposa is about today.
So what you're saying is people who come to Santa Barbara and stay at the Four Seasons should really stay for 2 weeks at your place.
Which is 2 weeks that they can stay for short term, what we call respite stay, and we cater to the respite stay as well.
No, I'm joking, but is that
I know.
True?
Oh, definitely. But it's true.
Definitely.
So if you're traveling with someone who needs help, this is a way to travel here?
Absolutely.
Like if you're inviting your parents to come,
sure.
And one of the parents has Alzheimer's, they could stay?
They can stay with them. The room is furnished, TV, cable, everything's ready, all your meals are included,
Are you advertising that? That's an interesting.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And thanks for having us here today, because this is a way of spreading the news. You can stay with us minimum of 2 weeks while you're caring for a mom or a dad who just had a surgery, and you just don't want to drive that far anymore. Mariposa is the place for you to be.
And I take it you've made that known to Cottage so that they could then refer you to people.
We had a great presentation for Cottage Hospital, and then we're getting referrals from them.
Yeah. I'm operating now as your marketing consultant.
Thank you, Neil.
You're going to have to talk to Oliver here.
So aside from the normal, you know, the nurses, what other types of employees do you have at Mariposa? You know, I think what sets you apart is definitely your customer service, Ritz-Carlton
yes.
level of we're a yes facility, not a no facility. But do you have any other special types of employees that perhaps other communities do not have?
You know, no one man can achieve anything. And the goal here is just to empower every single team member in our community. So if you walk in the kitchen, the team here is exceptional. You walk in through the main door, the concierge, the way they have to greet you makes you feel already welcome. And what we call 90-90-90. 90% of the time, within 90 feet, people already made 90% of their decision.
Yeah, and everything.
And that's very important in terms of service and from my background. And that's what the team is actually exemplifying and, you know, producing every day, that 90-90-90.
So how come I waited 2 years before I got married? How can you explain that?
Well, now you know about the 90-90-90.
You're listening to Money Talk on AM 1290 KZSB, and we'll be right back with our final segment.
For prospective homebuyers, one of the most important steps of the loan process is getting clear and honest information from someone who will speak plainly and truthfully about loan programs and options.
I'm Kelly Marsh, Vice President, California, of Cornerstone Home Lending, where our highly skilled and experienced team takes great pride in helping clients obtain home financing with honest, knowledgeable, fast, friendly, and efficient service. As a Santa Barbara native who has spent the past 20 years in the mortgage industry and has closed over 4,000 loans, I'd appreciate the opportunity to earn your business and invite you to visit thekellymarshteam.com or call my office at 805-563-1100 to learn more about how Cornerstone Home Lending can help you determine the best way to manage mortgage debt to achieve a more stable financial future.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. California Residential Mortgage Lending Act license number 41DB072220. California Financial Lending Law license number 60DB072528. Loan originator NMLS number 245822. Not a commitment to loan. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey, at our startup, my team and I move at the speed of tech 24/7. And every single day, it's information overload. It's coming at me from all directions. And you know what? Bottom line, I just need the news that matters. So where do I turn? Local radio and TV. I want to hear from people who live and work in my town. They give me the real story with information I know I can rely on. So where else can I find out what's happening in my community? Weather and traffic, things that affect my family and my business. I want to stay informed by sources I trust, my local radio and TV stations, for the best entertainment, sports, news, traffic, and weather with no agenda and more reliable than other platforms. So if you ask me for the information I want anytime, anywhere, I stay local. Support your local station. Text radio to 52886 today. Furnished by the NAB and this station. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
Welcome back to Money Talk, brought to you by Arlington Financial Advisors, a leading wealth management firm founded on providing thoughtful, objective, and comprehensive financial guidance for families and entities who are seeking long-term financial confidence.
And if you're just joining us, I think Neil has found his next resting spot at Mariposa at Elwood Shores. We have Oliver Dixon and Ceci Tem, the executive director of Mariposa at Elwood Shores, with us today. We're learning all about the assisted living and what a great standard that they've set of...
Are you implying...
A few decades from now.
Because when I moved here 19 years ago, I live on the top of Hot Springs Road, my kids said, you know, when you get older, we can just wheel you down the hill to Casa de Render. And but I thought that as an insult.
I think what actually was the selling point is when they said that you could bring your dogs. True. Neil has three dogs, and that's very important to him.
Yes, it is. But but it's still depressing to bring that up.
No, it's like going home. Have you not been listening to the segment?
You know, I would be remiss if I didn't tell you about my wife, Kelly, who is the animal lover extraordinaire. We have six horses, three dogs, and a cat, and we love them all. They're family. And I'm so the pet-friendly aspect of Mariposa is a wonderful part of the program.
You needed to allow that, or you might have found yourself living at Mariposa alone.
I'll have to apply.
Application taken.
At least you didn't say application denied. So I really think that this is something that's come to the community at a very relevant time, as we continue to hear that there's shortages of in-home healthcare assistance. There's shortages of space with long waiting lists at many of the facilities around town, which have a different model where you actually have a large upfront cost. What, besides what we've already talked about, what really, you know, I can't help but to say, I think what's going to set you aside or apart from the rest is your customer service and that mindset of yes. And so where do you see your residents coming from? Do you see them a local draw?
So this is a really interesting question. We have two residents coming from two different places at this point. One from the state of Alabama.
Alabama?
Yes. And one from Florida. And it's interesting to cater to those residents coming from the East Coast because there's the need. And the need, not necessarily with the beauty of Santa Barbara, people are looking forward to resetting here while they age in place, what we call. And so we are very excited. Look, my grandma used to tell me that when you have a headache and you talk to someone, a nurse, who knows his or her job, and the way they approach you, the way they knee down and just rub their hands on top of your hands, it makes you feel healed 50% already before medication and anything else can come in. And that is the mentality here with Mariposa. Because service, people just want to be heard. People want to vent and they want someone to say, yes, let me try this. Let me get to this point for you because I'm here for you. And that's how the team is doing at Mariposa. Service oriented. It's sometimes we think it's so difficult, but it's not. It's all about the listening and it's all about the trying to resolve those issues. And that's how set us apart from other communities in town.
Well, coming from New York, I'm interested in your view that Alabama is on the East Coast. but that said,
I cringed a little myself coming from Massachusetts.
But that's a beautiful place.
So Mariposa at Elwood Shore is some place that you really should take a look at. Thank you so much for being here. You've been listening to Money Talk on AM 1290 KZSB, and we'll be back next week at the same time.
It's